Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. I'm so happy to be back here on the air on WCNO. It's been a while since I've been on, but I've been blessed with some amazing offerings to be able to put this show back on the air. And I want to speak about the scriptures. Today on the show, I'm gonna talk about a situation that happened. We've been street witnessing recently, and I've always been turned off by street evangelism. When I was growing up, when I wasn't a believer, and then even when I became a believer, I thought, this isn't the best way to reach people. There must be a better way to get the message out. This is just turning people off. But all that changed when I was in New York City one day having lunch in a local park, and I saw a street evangelist proclaiming the good news of a wonderful Creator and His Word and the Gospel. And a man dressed like a woman came up to him and started yelling at him. And there were demons in this man for sure. And I'm watching this, and the fellow that was preaching just kept reading scripture. And the demon man, possessed man or woman or whatever you want to call it, just kept yelling at him. And, you know, finally it just hit me. I said, this man, even though he's not, you know, bowing on his knees and repenting and accepting Yeshua, Jesus, and using the sinner's prayer, but what he is doing is he's hearing scripture. And a seed is being planted, tremendously planted. So I thought that, and that changed my whole aspect on everything. And then I met another street preacher, and I was watching what happened, and somebody said, yelling at him, oh, I'm a Christian, but this isn't the way to reach people. This is just turning people off. Who are you going to actually reach like this? And the preacher looked it back at him and said, you know, this is how I got saved. I mean, how can you argue with that? And I was like, this is really reaching people, and we need to get out there and tell people the word. And yeah, people don't like to hear the truth, and it's offensive to people that they want to live a wicked life, but in reality, people need to hear it, and the truth does hurt often, but we can't dummy down or water down our message just to please man or tickle people's ears. We got to get a serious message out there and let people know the truth, because folks, time is running out. So there's a scripture, Ezekiel 33:11, that I'm going to be talking about today. I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, so they can have life. So I'm going to be talking about the situation. I was on a street witnessing to people, and somebody came up to me, and basically you're going to hear about that today on the show. Now, I want to talk a little before I get into this situation that we have with this fellow. Torah Life Ministries, most Christians have not heard of Torah. They don't know what Torah is. If you ask the average Christian, what is Torah? They'll say, oh, well, I'm not Jewish. I've never read the Torah. But the Torah is the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis. As a matter of fact, in Hebrew, the word Genesis is Bereshit, which means beginning. All words have a meaning to them in Hebrew. So the Torah is the first five books, and it's the foundation of all scripture. And when you have any house that's built, if the foundation is weak, everything on top of it's going to be weak. And that's what's happened today with Christianity, I'm afraid, to let people know the truth, because this is where we're at. A lot of people have built a wonderful relationship, so they think, with Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And I say Yeshua, that's Jesus. I use his Hebrew name, Yeshua. But so many people have a wonderful relationship with him, but their foundation is so weak because they don't know the instructions and guidelines of our Creator. That's what the Torah is. The Torah, the first five books, are the foundation of all scripture. Folks, if you walk into a movie theater in the middle of a movie, chances are you're not going to know what's going on. Chances are you're going to ask the person next to you what's going on, and they're going to tell you what's going on from their viewpoint. But even though they're there before you, what if they came in late? So they're not necessarily going to know what's on. So you have people giving their opinions and listening to their opinions of what's going on, but nobody has seen the beginning. Well, the Torah is the beginning of the Bible. And we need to understand the Hebraic roots of Yeshua Jesus to understand what is going on and the whole message of Scripture. And understand what our wonderful Messiah is talking about when he says many of the things. Today I hear a lot of people, for example, Paul's writings. I hear a lot of people saying, oh, Paul, you know, he's You know, he doesn't go along with scripture. Some of the things counteract scripture. But if you know the Torah and you understand it, you see perfectly that Paul's writing go along perfectly with the scriptures. And they don't counteract anything. And it's a wonderful message in the scriptures. We have to understand, you know, some people refer to the Torah as the law. And it's falsely taught in the church today that the law is done away with and we no longer need the law. And first you got to get away from this thinking law. You know, it's not law, it's Torah. It's guide, and that means guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And if anyone tells you the guidelines and instructions of our Creator are done away with, you know, that is not Scripture. Scripture says, you know, we're saved by the blood of Yeshua Jesus. That's why we're saved. He died for us so we could have life. So we're saved by His blood and His blood only. We can't work our way to be saved. We don't deserve the amazing gift that our Creator has given us in His Son dying for us. So that's the only way we're saved. However, we keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator not to be saved, but we should desire to keep them because we are saved, because He told us what to do and how to live. And those instructions of what to do and how to live are found there right in the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator. And people need to know this. You know, so the law is not done away with. And then people say, well, Jeremiah gave us a new covenant. Exactly. His covenant was we would take the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the Torah, which some people mistakenly refer to as the law. He said we take them off paper and they should be on our hearts. So we know it by heart. And the only way we're going to learn it by heart is if we study His Word by heart and we study it diligently and often and consistently and it becomes part of us. So some people tell me, oh, once we're saved, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we should be living out the guidelines and instructions of our Creator automatically. Well, I would like to believe that's true, and perhaps it is true. You know, I don't like to get into who's saved or who's not saved, but I'll tell you what, if you think that, you know, you're saved and you desire and have fun living against the instructions and guidelines of the Word of our Creator, you probably are mistaken, because yes, we need time to work out our struggles, but when we're saved, we begin to love what He loves and hate what He hates. We no longer love the things that we loved before we were saved and accepted Yeshua as our Messiah. Folks, Him dying for us was not an excuse for us to keep living in our sin. Sin, the definition of it according to the scripture, is transgression of the Torah. Transgression of the word of our Creator. That's what we need to understand and take that seriously. So if we don't know the Torah, okay, so the law is our schoolmaster. So if we don't know the schoolmaster, guess what? We don't know if we're doing good or bad, right or wrong. And there's a lot of people that they want to rely on their own way. You know, but there's a scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs means wisdom. And it says, you know, there's a path before each person that seems right but ends in death. So each person seems right to them, but we don't know what we don't know. And, you know, it also says in Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because that you have rejected knowledge, I reject you for being priests for me. Since you have forgotten the Torah, the guidelines and instructions, not only do I forget you, but I forget your children, or your seed may suffer. So we need to understand, you know, do a word search with the word reject. And it wasn't only rejecting Yeshua Messiah. When you reject the Torah and the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, how He told us to live, and you want to continue to live by your fleshly desires because you believe, well, Yeshua died for me and His blood covered my sin so I can continue living this way. You know, when you make those excuses, and you know, many of you are deceived to believe that, but if you're not studying the Word for yourself, you know, we have to understand this is not scripture and this is not what we should be doing. What needs to happen is we need to get into the Word and we need to read the Word. And, you know, the Bible says a person will be known by their fruit. So, you know, a person is known by their fruit. So if a person isn't keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you know, that's not the fruit that the scriptures is saying that we should be living by. So we need to, you know, we need to act a certain way and we need to do these things. So in this video I'm going to talk about here today, we're going to see, and I'm going to really get into the Jeremiah 33:11, where I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they could live, so they could have life. And, you know, this speaks volumes to me. Jeremiah was a prophet, you know, and it says, you know, during the scriptures, it says over and over again in Psalms and Proverbs, crying out, our wonderful Creator, how long will these people reject my prophets? How long will these people reject the word of our Creator? And, there's nothing new under the sun, folks. That's what we got going on here today. People rejecting the word of the Creator. And many of them are deceived. Satan is doing a great work by deceiving many people to think the way they're living is just fine and they don't got to change their ways and it doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference. Folks, it does matter. It does make a difference because, it says in the scriptures, those that love me will keep my commandments. That's what Yeshua himself said. Those that love me will keep my commandments. And, a lot of people want to pick and choose which commandments they want to follow and which commandments they don't want to follow. Even non-believers will follow the obvious commandments against another person. Don't commit murder. Don't commit adultery. Honor your mother and father. Well, some people don't honor that one. But, but for the most part, those commandments, people will follow. But it's the first commandments, the first four or five commands that people break on a regular basis. And that's the real issue, because that's not to another person. That's to our wonderful Creator. Have no other gods before me. Make no idols. Have no images. People are doing these things on a regular basis, making their idols. They know the characters of a TV show more than they know the characters of the Bible. They know the words to secular songs more than they know the words to songs on the radio. The other day I saw a young man and he was singing a rap song and he knew every single word. So don't tell me you don't have any discipline or knowledge to do this. We have worldly knowledge and the only way you're going to learn every song to a rap song is by listening to it over and over again. Well, the only way you're going to learn the words to the Bible is by reading it over and over again, and that's what we should be doing. Well, we got to do that. But this world is just so backwards out there today and people certainly are just disrespecting our Creator by not following his guidelines and instructions. Most people can't even name the Ten Commandments, let alone live them. And you know what? They don't start on that. There's many more than just ten. And somebody says, well, we can't keep all the commandments. Well, we don't have to keep all of them. Well, which ones do we have to keep? Well, folks, we have to keep the ones that apply to us. And many of them do apply to us. I am not a woman, so I can't keep commandments that apply to women. But I'm a man, and I'm supposed to be keeping commandments that apply to me. I'm not a farmer. I don't have a farm, so I can't be keeping commandments about farm animals and things like this. But I certainly can keep commandments about, honoring, my mother and father and not committing adultery. Well, you say, well, everyone can. Well, what about have no other gods before me? Make no idols. Have no graven images. So people say, oh, I could do that. But folks, we can't pick and choose. We can't pick and choose. Everyone said, well, I keep the Ten Commandments. Great. There are 613. You keep 10? You don't even keep 10. Because what about the fourth commandment? Honor the Sabbath. Keep the Sabbath holy. And some people say, well, I keep the Sabbath on a different day. Well, then that's not keeping the Sabbath. The Sabbath is Friday night to Saturday night. That's a day for our wonderful Creator. Folks, you can go to church on Sunday, you go to church on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but then you don't go on the one day where he calls you to fellowship with others. The day to rest, the day not to spend money on the Sabbath, the fourth command. Don't be like the Catholic Church and try to change the commandments. Start getting right with the commandments. As I always say, if you want a Creator to be right with you, you got to be right with him. And our action speaks louder than words. And since we're known by our fruit, it says, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father. Well, if you're living against the commandments of our Creator, then you're denying him. That's why he said in the scriptures, he said, they said, we prophesied in your name, we did miracles in your name and all these things. And he said, get away from me, I do not know you. Because he didn't recognize those workers of iniquity. And it says even in Psalms, I hate workers of iniquity. Here we go now. We're going to start talking about the fellow who I met on the street and his answer about the Bible. And here it goes. Hey, I want to talk about a video that I recently took of me street evangelizing. And there was a fellow that came up to me. Actually, it was a whole bunch of bikers that passed me and their motorcycles were really loud. So this guy comes up to me and says, those bikers are from Satan. He sent them. And when he was walking away, I said, have you ever read the Bible? And he said, no, I don't believe in that. And he started to use some bad language. And he pretty much said the Bible's lame. So he's never read it, but he says it's lame. That he was a believer, but then he saw somebody opposing the preaching.
the message of the Bible that I was giving out. But then what does he do when I ask him if he reads the Bible? Or has he ever read the Bible? And he says, nah, it's lame, pretty much. How does he know it's lame if he's never read it, folks? Because somebody failed somewhere in this gentleman's life where he got to thinking that it wasn't even worth reading. And that's not just him. I get a lot of people that come up to me. I ask them, have you ever read the Bible? And they say, nope. And I don't want to read the Bible. They just don't think it's worth it. Folks, our Creator says he knows every hair on our body. He formed us and knew us in the womb. He knows everything about us. He is our Creator. Creator. He created all, created everything. And to ignore his guidelines and instructions, to ignore his word, to ignore the gospel, to ignore, you know, the death of his son so we could have life. The book of Proverbs in the Bible means wisdom. Okay, and it says in Wisdom 14:12 and 16:25, there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. And that is the problem, folks. The way of the majority of people in our country today, or even in the world today, is not the way of the scriptures. I just spoke to another person yesterday or the other day, and he was saying his way, he wants his way, not the scriptural way. Well, it's very clear in scripture, when we follow the way of our Creator, what's going to happen to us, and the glorious future we have, and the great hope we have. It talks about that all over the scriptures. It says, today I offer you a future and a hope. But that path to a future and hope is a narrow path. And the gate is narrow. And people are looking for the easy way out in all areas of life today. And I'll tell you this, as hopeful as our future is with our Creator and His path, it's not easy. It's not the easy way. And that's a great dilemma we have. Do we want to take the easy way out? Or do we want to take the way that's not easy, but it offers the future and a hope? Because the opposite of a future and a hope is destruction, no future, and no hope. And this is why so many people today, they run to drugs, they run to alcohol, and they live in their sin. They can never be free. Because the Bible says, know the truth and the truth will set you free. But these people are stuck because they're looking for the easy way out. They're looking for the easy way out and they're not willing to take that narrow road. The gate is narrow, folks. The road is narrow. And it says only few will get in. But you know what? There's scripture that can speak to us. And I've seen it firsthand. I am it firsthand. You know, that people that were so lost, because I believe once what this guy once believed. The guy in the video that said, oh, the Bible's lame. I mean, I didn't curse, but I said the same thing. The Bible's lame. Until somebody said, well, how do you know if you've never read it? And he's got a point there. So I read it. And not only was it not lame, it was the greatest treasure map that I ever found. The greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And if these people would just give it a shot and read it, but the thinking is already messed up from the past, and that's created a big problem. You know, Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. So I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. So wicked people are going to die. Okay, that's what the scripture says through prophet Ezekiel. Wicked people are going to die, but he takes no pleasure in that. Just because he doesn't take pleasure in that doesn't mean they're not going to die. It says, I hate workers of iniquity, and their sentence is death. You see, the first time their sentence was death, but he gave us a second chance. He gave us Yeshua Messiah. You know, but you know, if we don't take that chance, you know, we are going to understand. It says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. That's saying wicked people will die. They will perish. And the Bible over and over says that. I only want them to turn. To turn means to repent. To repent, to turn. I only want them to return from their wicked ways. So they need to turn from living wickedly. Now, what is wickedly according to the scripture? It's living in sin. Living in sin is breaking our Creator's commands. Living against them. And loving that. Loving living against our commands. Folks, I am not perfect. and nobody is 100% perfect. But it comes down to you either love sin or you hate sin. If you struggle with sin and you desire to get out of it, you will eventually get out of it. But if you love sin, you are never going to get out of it. And you have to hate sin. And when the scripture says wicked ways, it's wicked ways and it's wicked people and their wicked ways. So people that love sin, they love the wicked ways of sin. And the scriptures here, it says, I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live, so they can have life. This is the life of Yeshua, that the life that Yeshua has offered them when he took place of their death sentence. And he gave them a second chance. So I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to repent for their sins that they are committing, so they can have the wonderful gift of Yeshua Messiah. So it says, I take no pleasure. I'm going to keep reading this until you get it. He takes no pleasure. There's nothing good that comes from a wicked thing. Nothing at all. And even our Creator says, there's no pleasure in that at all, ever, never. Physically here on earth, in every spiritual realm, there's nothing pleasurable with wicked things or wicked people. So I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. So people will die. I only, now underline that word only, folks, because this is a powerful thing. This is our Creator speaking through the prophet Ezekiel. He says, I only, now who's he talking about? Want them. So he's talking about wicked people. People that are living in sin and loving it. That's who he's talking about. So we have to look at who he's addressing here. So he's not talking to the person that's already repented, because he requires more from us. He requires different things from different people. And he opens our eyes to what he requires on his time. But here's what he's addressing to. I only want them. I only want them. So who's he talking about? Wicked people. People who love sin. So this is all he wants from them. He wants them to turn from their wicked ways, repent, and then he gives the reason, so they can live, so they can have life, so they can have the great gift of Yeshua. And I will tell you before it's too late, time's running out, folks. So we need to grab this concept. We need to get this concept. But somebody would say to me when I'm street evangelizing and say, well, you got to tell people about Yeshua. You know, people can't work their salvation. Salvation doesn't come through repenting. Salvation comes through the blood of Yeshua. Amen. Hallelujah. That's 100% correct. But a person is not ready for the blood of Yeshua if they choose to live a life of sin. If they choose to love sin and wicked things, they do not have the gift of Yeshua. It says it was offered to them, and it is offered to them. It's offered to every single person out there. It's offered to all of us sinners. I was this terrible sinner. I loved to do it. I loved my sin. And because I accepted the gift that he gave, I turned from my wicked ways. And now I have life. It says, know the truth and the truth will set you free. Well, now I know the truth and the truth has set me free. But it also says, those that reject the truth, I also reject them for being priests of me. Since they have forgotten my words, I not only forget them, but I forget their children. Hosea 6:4. You know, the knowledge is presented to us, folks. It's what we decide to do with it. We have to make the right choice. So, I take no pleasure. So, there's nothing good about this. And the death, so these people are going to die. And let's go to hell. That's what it means in Scripture. So, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. So I take no pleasure in sending people to hell, but they will go there. I only want, so this is all that's required, them to turn, so repent from their wicked ways so they can live. So once you repent and you turn from your wicked ways, now you understand what Yeshua did for us, and you have salvation by the blood of Yeshua Messiah. That can only be given to you once you turn from your wicked ways. You can't have that according to the scripture if you're going to desire to love sin and live in your wicked ways. You must change. And time's running out, folks, so we have to understand that. We have to get it. We have to get it right. There's a way before each person it seems right, but ends in death. Folks, time's running out. Time's running out. There's only one way to get this. There's only one way to understand. We have a wonderful, amazing, glorious thing. Yeshua died for us. I say it all the time. He died for us. Do we know what died means? It means death. He died for us. That's like this man walking across the street say, nah, the Bible's lame, he said. The word of our Creator is lame. That's like saying our Creator's instructions are lame, or I don't care what our Creator has to say. That's like somebody coming across the street with a gun, ready to shoot that man, and somebody jumping in front of that bullet, taking that bullet so that guy can live, and that guy looking at the guy laying on the floor saying, oh, that was lame. That's what you're saying when you reject the word of our Creator, when you reject the scripture. He's made his creation known to all. And he says, accept me. You know, he says, if you deny me here on earth, I will deny you before my Father in heaven. We need to understand what it says. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Take this message seriously about the scriptures. Understand, read, and repent, and you can have a better life in Yeshua Messiah. You can have a life, future, and a hope in Yeshua Messiah. Because those that think this isn't real, you're missing out big time. And you need to know the truth, and you need to know it soon. So don't reject it. Don't deny it until you try it. Hallelujah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for checking us out today. The show will be back next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. here on WCNO Radio. If you want to see me Thursday night, I'll be this Thursday night in Clematis. I'll be street preaching there. Come by and give support and say hello and let us know you heard the message. Go to my website again, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I post new videos there every day for your enjoyment. And if you have any comments or questions, you can contact me through the website as well, or you can call me. The number again is 561-283-1707. And I'm glad to be back here on the radio. I was praying. I wanted to get the show back, and then somebody gave me a faithful offering, and I was just... It was just such answered prayer, and I'm back here giving you the word, the way you need to hear it, the truth. The Bible says know the truth, and the truth will set you free, folks. And I'm here to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. I appreciate your listening. The fact that you've listened this long tells me you want to hear it, and our Creator's happy because I'm telling you His word. All right? Until then, everybody, we'll see you next week, 11:30 a.m. here on WCNO Radio. Tell your friends, family, and enemies. Tell everybody. Until then, have a great time, and maybe we'll see you Thursday night. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Here I am, I am ready to receive everything you want and need. There is more. Here I am, there is nothing in the way. Oh, that you'd find my faith an open door. Oh, that you'd find my faith an open door. Let your prayer